It's been a year since Hurricane Maria, a Category 5 storm, devastated Puerto Rico, wiping out a significant part of the island's infrastructure, including the electrical grid, which eventually led to the death of many more lives than authorities had originally reported. This is something that Latino USA and our sister podcast, In the Thick, has reported on extensively over the last year, ever since suspicions regarding the official death count began to emerge in the weeks after the hurricane. For an update on where Puerto Rico and the death count stand 1 year later, I'm joined now by my co-host on In the Thick, Julio Ricardo Varela. Julio, welcome back to Latino USA.
Hey, Maria.
All right, so almost 2 weeks after the hurricane made landfall, President Trump visited the island of Puerto Rico.
Every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died.
At the news conference, Trump sat down next to the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosselló, and asked him,
what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16 certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands. You can be very proud of all of your people, all of our people working together. 16 versus literally thousands of people.
So looking back, can you give us an update on where the death count stands today?
Right now, the government of Puerto Rico's official death count is 2,975 lost lives. That study commissioned by the government of Puerto Rico, they paid $300,000 for the Milken Institute of Public Health and GW to come up with a death count study, which basically looked at excess deaths from September of 2017 until the spring of 2018. And they basically said that looking at death certificates and looking at how they analyzed population growth and people leaving the island, that they were pretty sure an estimated 2,975 people had died, whether direct conditions or indirect conditions of Hurricane Maria.
So basically, the report was saying that there were people who were permanently affected and their deaths may have happened months later, but it was all because of Hurricane Maria.
Right. It's like loss of power, not having access to medical care, not having access to food, water, so many conditions, you know, roads being closed. There were so many stories that were coming out in September of 2017, October of 2017, and November, people saying, like, my relative died because of an effect from the hurricane. And that actually led the governor of Puerto Rico to say, we need to now do a death toll study that would look into who are the people, how did they die? And in the meantime, Maria, the Center for Investigative Journalism, the Associated Press, and Quartz last week just came out with a list of about 500 names of actual stories that they received through an online submission from people. And they tied those names to death certificates. So what we know now is that there are names to some of these victims.
There's a lot of confusion around what the U.S. government did or didn't do, what FEMA did or didn't do. The U.S. GAO, the Government Accountability Office, released a report saying that FEMA had been overwhelmed with storms just when Hurricane Maria was hitting Puerto Rico a year ago.
Yeah, you got to put it in the context of Hurricane Harvey happening in Texas, Hurricane Irma happening in Florida. Now, this report by FEMA and also by the General Accounting Office uses a lot of government speak to get to the reality that the federal response was never as strong or as quick as it should have been. And there were warnings. There were early indications.
And then this month, Trump made the following statement.
I think that Puerto Rico was an incredible unsung success. Texas, we have been given A pluses for. Florida, we've been given A pluses for. I think in a certain way, the best job we did was Puerto Rico. But nobody would understand that. I mean, that's
and there seems to be another disconnect, which is what is the role of Puerto Rico's governor? You know, he was there at that first meeting when Trump said these numbers are so small and this isn't a real tragedy. How has the Puerto Rican governor been responding to all of this?
The moment Rosselló said that in October, and I've went on record saying that that was his biggest political mistake. There was a lot going on at the time, and it was pretty clear that the death count was not 16. And the fact that you had the governor of Puerto Rico kind of just say 16 certified deaths, as opposed to saying, Mr. President, let's not diminish this tragedy. I think this would have changed this immediately and how he's been perceived, because that was a huge political error. And to credit Rosselló, he's kind of admitted it, but he's admitted it like a year later. So if you see what he's been doing since Trump has been talking about being successful and also about the death count, Rosselló is now trying to fight back. I do think it's a little bit too late.
So what comes next in terms of the death count? I mean, obviously, this story is still very much in the national conversation.
Well, there's a couple of things. Like, there's supposedly this plan to start creating what they call visual autopsies, basically meaning it's in a phase two of the study. Researchers would go down to the island and begin to look at, you know, matched death certificates, find the families, and actually start interviewing them so that you can get a better sense of what were the causes. Were these really impacted by the hurricane? So there's still a lot of research and work. It's very unclear what the government of Puerto Rico is going to do with the data. So I do wonder whether Puerto Rico has woken up and is coming to terms with this tragedy. Governor Rosselló wants to kind of to move along. You know, we've done the study, let's move on. But I also think there's too many tragedies out there, too many untold stories. I don't think Puerto Ricans are ready to put this to rest. And so I do think there's still going to be a lot of grappling and a lot of soul searching over the next couple of months, Maria. This story is not going away.
Julio, thanks again so much for speaking with us on Latino USA.
Thanks again, Maria.
Julio Ricardo Varela is my co-host of Latino USA's sister show, In the Thick. It's a POC-focused political podcast. You can check out In the Thick's special on the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria wherever you get your podcasts.